You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
These folks had some trouble. He found something living in his house. Not a resident, at least not what he wanted.
Oh, whoa.
Hi, I'm a bear.
It's in the opening moment of this video news story from KTLA, the Bertation station, there is a bear front shoulders up poking out of the basement of a home.
It looks like a person in a bear suit.
It does. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Now at 5:30, an Altadena homeowner finds himself living with a very unwelcome and very large roommate. Turns out a massive bear has settled into the crawl space of an Altadena home, getting way too cozy for comfort.
Yeah, Jillian Smuckler now shows us what the homeowner is up against.
An Altadena man set up a home security camera right outside this crawl space right here because you can see that brick. That's just one of many items he noticed was moved and then even destroyed. So you can imagine his surprise when he saw a 500-pound black bear living right under his home.
That's awesome.
It is kind of awesome.
Like it started to hibernate. Oh,
look at that thing. It's massive.
It started Monday night when Ken Johnson's outdoor camera picked up movement in the driveway.
It was really big. I've seen him before, but he was going through the trash. He's never done that before. And then the next morning I look, and he's coming out from underneath my house.
Oh my gosh. Like,
since then,
it's like Pooh Bear when he ate the honey and he can't quite get through the window.
Yes.
He's so cute.
He is. I want to scratch his head so bad.
Since then, the bear hasn't just visited, it's moved in. Ken says he sees it every day on camera, slipping in and out like he owns the place.
I mean, cute as it is, if you're seeing him every day go in and out of your home, maybe call a person. Maybe have them move the bear.
Maybe would put you? A cover on whatever it's climbing through.
Yeah.
He's torn that thing off like 6 times. Yeah. Look at all that trash around there. You can tell that man's tried so hard to keep that bear out.
Look at him. He even brought a desk fan to put down there because it's so hot.
I really do feel like if I saw this bear climbing out right now, I would just say, you know what? I feel kind of safe with a bear in my crawl space.
It is counterintuitive.
I would not.
I would be sad to make it leave.
I wouldn't make it leave.
But on Friday, things turned a little too close for comfort.
So I had to go around and change the batteries. So I went around there, and I just glanced at the hole from standing up, and I heard this horrible growl, like with a hiss, and I just ran.
Ken's now living on
edge. Yeah, I would have done that too.
Edge, unsure when this uninvited house guest will pop up next. So naturally, I asked if we could go see it.
Train crossing lights mounted above his garage. Yeah, he's quirky.
It's an interesting thing. It goes a long way to explain why he wouldn't just call somebody and go, hey, could you move this bear?
Yeah, there's a train coming.
I see it.
You see the bear?
Yes, the bear? I see it.
She is running.
I mean, on the bright side, I've seen the video. I don't think that bear gets in and out of the hole very fast. No. I think it has to squeeze a little.
Is it coming?
No.
I dropped my glasses.
No.
How does animal control when you need them?
That's a great question.
That's what we're all asking.
Where are they?
Which, once again, the news station hasn't answered the obvious question. Have you called a person?
Mm-hmm. Listen.
How does animal control when you need them?
I'm gonna pee my pants.
He says it's.
I love her.
I do too.
He says it's unsettling knowing he's sharing a property with a 500-pound bear living just
in there.
Feet below him.
And it looked
it's a Pooh Bear
monster because the eyes are like close together and then this big wide head and I wasn't even sure what I was looking at.
Law enforcement told him staying inside will keep him safe, but he wants this tenant gone.
You're gonna start charging him rent?
Yeah, it'd be nice.
He reached out to California Fish and Wildlife to see if they can help evict this enormous squatter before things escalate.
I got a recording that said they're closed for the holidays. I don't need a bear for Christmas. I want to get rid of the bear for Christmas.
Why are you close? I mean, I assume that meant for Thanksgiving, but does it actually mean Thanksgiving through Christmas? Like, You're the government. You don't get to close for that long.
Well, they do.
I mean, maybe, but
it's not like your Congress. Oh,
I would think there'd be a standby bear guy, though. You know? I mean, somewhere.
Yeah, in case of emergency.
Uh-huh.
Until Ken can get some help, he tells me he's going to continue staying indoors and, of course, keep those cameras rolling. Reporting in Altadena, Jillian Smuckler, KTLA 5 News. Oh,
terrible last name.
Terrible.
What if
Smuckler?
Yeah. Like, so they just know there's a bear in the city, and it's just going to stay there. Like, if that bear attacked someone that was walking by at his place, is he responsible? It's a resident.
I don't know. I mean, you can't call the cops. I get, like, Fish and Wildlife isn't around or whatever, but, I mean, when I see somebody hit a deer or there's something on the road, like, I call the cops, not the emergency line, but you call and go, hey, I'm going to report this. Who do I call? Or can you contact somebody or whatever to, because it's in the road, somebody's going to hit it. I'm sure somebody would know within framework of government if you call a fire station or a cop, like, go, hey, what do I do with this, man? There's a bear here, like a legit bear, a public danger.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.